Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 19, Text Number 25. Na tatra nirmukta samasta sangha. Atmanubhutya vidutta tilinga. Parimale brahmani vasudeve. Lebhe gatim bhagavatim patita. Satatra nirmukta samasta sangha. Atmanubhutya vidhutta trilinga. Parimale brahmani vasudeve. Lebhe gatim bhagavatim pratita. Satatra nirmukta samasta sangha. Atmanubhutya vidhutta trilinga. Parimale brahmani vasudeve. Lebhe gatim bhagavatim pratita. Satatra nirmukta samasta sangha. Atmanubhutya vidhutta trilinga. Parimale brahmani vasudeve. Tatra nirmukta samasta sangha. Atmanubhutya vidhutta trilinga. Parimale brahmani vasudeve. Lebhe gatim bhagavatim pratita. Sangha Atmanubhutya vidhutta trilinga. Parimale brahmani vasudeve. Lebhe gatim bhagavatim pratita. Atajis Atatra mamukta samasta sangha. Atmanubhutya vidhutta trilinga. Parimale brahmani vasudeve. Lebhe gatim bhagavatim patita. Satatra nirmukta samasta sangha. Atmanubhutya vidhutta trilinga. Parimale brahmani vasudeve. Lebhe gatim bhagavatim pratita. Satatra nirmukta samasta sangha. Atmanubhutya vidhutta trilinga. Word for word. Saha Maharajayati. Tatra. Upon doing this. Nirmukta. Was immediately liberated from samasta sangha, all contamination, Atma Anubhutya. Simply by understanding his constitutional position. Vidhuta was cleansed of Dilinga, the contamination caused by the three modes of material nature. Sattvaguna, Rajaguna and Tamaguna. Pare, onto the transcendence. Amale, without material contact. Brahmani, the Supreme Lord. Vasudeve, Vasudev Krishna, the Absolute Truth, Bhagwan. That's nice. Vasudev Krishna, the Absolute Truth, Bhagwan. All four names are there. Leve, achieved. Gatim, the destination. Bhagavatim, as an associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pratitaha, famous. Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Because King Yayati completely surrendered unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vasudev, he was freed from all contamination of the material modes of nature. Because of his self-realization, he was able to fix his mind upon the transcendence, Parabrahman Vasudev. And thus he ultimately achieved the position of an associate of the Lord. Purport. The word vidhuta, meaning cleansed, is very significant. Everyone in this material world is contaminated. Karanam gunasangasya. Because we are in the material condition, we are contaminated either by sattva-guna, by rajo-guna, or by tamo-guna. Even if one becomes a qualified Brahman in the mode of goodness, sattva-guna, he is still materially contaminated. One must come to the platform of shuddha-sattva, transcending the sattva-guna. Then one is vidhuta-tulinga, cleansed of the contamination caused by the three modes of material nature. This is possible by the mercy of Krishna, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.17. Srinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Vidhantasto Hibadrani Vudhunoti Suhitsatam. Sri Krishna, the Personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma Supersoul in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. A person trying to be perfectly Krishna conscious by hearing the words of Krishna from Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita certainly has all the dirty things cleansed from the core of his heart. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says, Cheto Darpanam Marjanam. The process of hearing and chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord washes away the dirty things accumulated in the core of the heart. As soon as one is freed from all the dirt of material contamination, as Maharaj Yayati was, one's original position as an associate of the Lord is revealed. This is called Swarupa Siddhi, or personal perfection. Omagyanatimirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurunmritam yena tasmai shri vrvinoha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the verse again. Because King Yati completely surrendered the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vasudev, he was freed from all domination of the material modes of nature. Because of his self-realization, he was able to fix his mind upon the transcendence, Parabrahman Vasudev. And thus he ultimately achieved the position of an associate of the Lord. So there is a saying, happy ending. So this whole story of King Yaya, different things that we heard about, finally, it's coming to an end here, where King Yayati would now realize his mistake of trying to enjoy the material body, sense enjoyment, and become a devotee of the Lord, free from all this contamination, even of sattva guna, as is described here by Srila Prabhupada. Yesterday's verse, I like to read it. I think it's very appropriate and very nice. Having enjoyed sense gratification for many, many years, O King Parikshit, Yati was accustomed to it, but he gave it up entirely in a moment, just as a bird flies away from the nest as soon as its wings have grown. That's a good example. Just as a bird flies away from the nest as soon as its wings have grown. Usually, when someone is accustomed to doing something, good or bad, it's very hard to give up. Habits are very difficult to give up. That's why we have to tolerate each other, because it's so hard for people to give up their bad habits. In fact, there is a statement that it's easier to give up the body than give up habits. But luckily we have Krishna consciousness. We are very fortunate that we have the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, which can help us to give up these bad habits quickly. Srila Prabhupada was very proud of his dancing white elephants, who were attached to drugs and sex and so many bad, unwanted qualities. But Srila Prabhupada was happy to see them engage in devotional service, free from all these vices, all these lower qualities. And so it is possible, as we can see here. So, King Yayati, he was accustomed to enjoy, but now all of a sudden, he has developed a distaste and has also helped his wife, Devayani. For later on, we'll see how she would also become free from the desire for sense gratification. I prepared a few verses which I thought I'll share with you. In Bhagavad Gita, in chapter 5, text 17, tad buddhayas tadatmanas tanishtas taparayana gachantya punar avrittim jnana nirdhuta kalmashaha. The translation to that is, when one's intelligence, mind, faith, and refuge are all fixed in the Supreme, then one becomes fully cleansed of misgivings through complete knowledge and thus proceeds straight on the path of liberation. So, there are different ways that one can enjoy material life. One can enjoy sense gratification. So, how does one come from that stage of complete involvement in sense gratification and then get the mercy of the devotees, get the mercy of the Lord, and engage in devotional service? So much so that, like King Yayati here, give it up completely, walk away from it. So, in a purport, in 325 of the purport, Srila Prabhupada said, the more one is cleansed of impurities, the more one becomes fixed in devotional service. Gradually, the activities take the forms of steadiness, faith, taste, realization, and assimilation, one after another. These different stages of gradual development increase love of God to the highest stage. And in the highest stage, there are still more symptoms such as affection, anger, and attachment, gradually rising in exceptional cases to the Mahabhava stage, which is generally not possible for the living entities. So, by engaging in the Sankirtan movement, by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, and taking part in any of the nine processes of devotional service, one is able to give up all the bad habits and take to Krishna consciousness. However, if one is not careful, one can fall back into that situation of trying to enjoy. And it's very difficult for me, to completely give up sense gratification, because we have been in this world for so many millions of years and addicted to sense gratification in many ways. It's hard. It's very difficult to give it up. And sometimes people may become hopeless, may think, well, in this lifetime I can't make it. It is so difficult for me to control my senses. It is so hard for me to live. And there's so many different varieties of things that can go wrong. And one may become hopeless. Well, I don't think I can make it in this lifetime. I would have to come back again. So all the promises of the Lord and His devotees were there. Srila Prabhupada is telling us we could actually do it. Let this be your last lifetime in the material world. So the King Yayati, he has actually become successful of his life in one sense, you can see, because he suffered so much at the hands of the material nature, engaging in illicit sex life. And then up to the point of taking the youth from his own son, from his smallest son. And of course, he's going to give it back, and that son will become the king, and so forth. And then he just keeps moving on. So that's the whole idea of whatever has happened to us, whatever activities we have performed. In fact, there is a verse, 11th canto, I think it is, that talks about how one should continue to worship the Lord in happiness. One should be happily engaged in worshiping the Lord, despite all his previous activities. Whatever activities we have performed in the past, all of those can be given up for devotional service. That verse says, my devotee might, he knows that that sense gratification leads to misery, and he is attached to hearing about my glories. But still, he may not be able to follow devotional life. He may not be able to follow rules and regulations. However, he should still continue happily engaged in serving me, because by serving me and him repenting his inability to follow, he will continue to make advancement. So it is the only way to engage in devotional service. Then all these bad things that are there will gradually be cleansed from the mirror of the heart. Cheto darpanam marjanam. So there are many cases. In Ajamil's case, Ajamil from the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, being born family, being attached to a prostitute, and practically lived his whole life trying to please the prostitute and doing all kinds of unwanted low activities, killing and raping and so many different things, and trying to find a way of maintaining the prostitute. Towards the end of his life, when he was on his deathbed, and the Yamadutas came to get him, he was so afraid. Luckily, he was saved by the Vishnudutas because he chanted the name Narayan. So, after everything was finished and everything was calm, he started to reflect on what had happened. And then he quoted a verse from the sixth canto, chapter 2, text number 27. It says, Dhingmam vigarhitam sadbhir duskritam kulaka jalam hitva balam satim yoham surapim asatim agam. Alas, all condemnation upon me. I acted so sinfully that I degraded my family tradition. Indeed, I gave up my chaste and beautiful young wife to have sexual intercourse with a fallen prostitute accustomed to drinking wine. All condemnation upon me. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada said, and I think this is what is needed, and Srila Prabhupada will explain it here. This is the mentality of one who is becoming a pure devotee. When one is elevated to the platform of devotional service by the grace of the Lord and the spiritual master, one first regrets his past sinful acts. This is also described in the Bhagavad Gita in the second chapter. Krishna is telling Arjuna something similar to this. This helps one advance in spiritual life. The Vishnu Dutas have given Ajamil the chance to become a pure devotee. And the duty of a pure devotee is to regret his past sinful activities in illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling. Not only should one give up his past bad habits, but he must also regret, he must always regret his past sinful acts. This is the standard of pure devotion. So regretting and showing remorse for activities that we have done in the past, this is a very important part of the of giving up sinful life. One should regret that he has done it and should always remember. We see in just recently Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, even though he didn't really commit an offense, he was a little child, he ate the mango, new fresh mango that came into the house, which was supposed to be offered to the deity, and he ate it. So his father mildly rebuked him. A new fruit has come into the house and you haven't offered it to the deity, you're eating it yourself. So, and he took that so seriously all his life, 2 years old, and all his life when his disciples would offer him mango, he would say, no, I am an offender, I cannot eat mango. So one should always regret his past sinful activities. And in this way, he makes advancement quickly. And you see how quickly, if one is humble and take a humble position, even sometimes you may not be wrong, but just the fact that you show humility, you're accepting that, well, yes, actually, I've done something wrong. You could find, if someone says, well, Prabhu, you have done, this is not right. Immediately you said yes. And then afterwards you think about it. If you try that, you'll see. Try it out. Someone says you're wrong. And then you immediately say yes. And then afterward you think about it. But if you immediately say no, and then later on you may find that, yeah, actually there is something wrong. So a devotee is never arrogant and defending. This is another thing that we have to give up. There is meat eating, gambling, illicit sex, and intoxication, but there is also eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Eating, sleeping, and mating, we usually reduce those. But then defending is sometimes hard for us to reduce. Defending ourselves. Immediately we want to defend our good qualities and so many things like that. So, so it's important for us to show remorse. Because devotees also, they like to see, people in general, they like to see that we show remorse. I'm sorry. Anything you do, I'm sorry. In America especially, people, I'm very sorry, I am lowly. Please forgive me. I am wrong. You are right. So these things people like, and it's actually it's very helpful for our spiritual life to show, to take that position of being a humble servant. A humble servant is one who, he has all these good qualities. He's humble, he's tolerant, he's patient, he's forgiving. And like this, in this way, all these good qualities which are necessary for us to go back home, back to Godhead, all these qualities will come. Sometimes we are put in a situation where we have to tolerate a lot. But actually, we may feel that, well, so many things are coming my way and I can't tolerate anymore. But sometimes that might be the reason you may need to tolerate. Maybe there's a little bit more tolerance that is needed for you to perfect it, tolerance. And this is the test. This is a chance for you to do that. And then if you say, well, I'm not going to do it anymore. I don't really feel like it. I'm tolerating all my life. So many problems have come. then you may lose the opportunity to cross that final hurdle to really make it. So sometimes that's very much required to show regret. In the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Prithu Maharaj was going to do his 100 Ashwamedha Yajna, Indra has already done 100, and Indra was envious of him that he has done 99. If he does one more, he'll be equal to me or greater than me. So Indra, he dressed himself like a sannyasi and he stole that horse meant for the Ashwamedha Yajna, for the horse sacrifice. So in the two texts there, I will read them, 429 and 10. It says, "My dear King Prithu, when one is situated in his occupational duty, engages in my devotional service without motive for material gain, he gradually becomes very satisfied within." So this is necessary for us to make advancement. We have to be satisfied with ourselves. We have to be satisfied. It's called contentment, santosh. When one is contented, whatever he has, he is happy with it. He's contented, he's satisfied. He's not looking outside, he's always looking in. "When the heart is cleansed of all material contamination, your devotee's mind becomes broader and transparent, and he can see things equally. At that stage of life, there is peace, and one is situated equally with me as Sachit Ananda Vigraha." So, to get to that stage where one actually get to go above the three modes of material nature to sattva guna, not sattva guna, but shuddha sattva. Sattva guna is good mode of goodness. So there is a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the third chapter that talks about how one goes from stage to stage and what does one have to do. Canto 3, chapter 25, text number 25. It's a famous verse. "Satam prasangan mama virya samvido bhavanti hritkarna rasayana katha tadyoshanara shatabharga vartmani shradharatir bhaktir anukramishyati." In the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and thereafter he is freed, and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begin. So by engaging in hearing and chanting with other devotees, in the company of devotees, tushyanti cha ramanti cha from Bhagavad Gita, one's heart becomes soft and becomes devotional. And then he can understand the Supreme Lord and he can go cross over all the obstacles. This one is from 6326. "But a devotee who commits sinful acts, which he may do unwillingly or accidentally," this verse is a nice verse. It gives some hope. "But a devotee who commits sinful acts, which he may do unwillingly or accidentally because of his former habits, is excused. That is the value of the Sankirtan movement." And then in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is another very nice verse about the Sankirtan. "Nam Sankirtana haite sarva narta nash sarva subodaya krishna premira ulas." Simply by chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna, one can be freed from all undesirable habits. This is the means of awakening all good fortune and initiating the flow of waves of love for Krishna. So this philosophy, the Krishna consciousness lifestyle is very, very sweet, very nice, and makes us very happy. And it's not very difficult, as you can see. Simply chant the Hare Krishna mantra, engage in devotional service, associate with devotees, take prasadam, come to Bhagavatam class, and all these things would be there. So any questions or comments? Shavikram, Prabhu?
Hare Prabhu. All earlier you stated that sometimes bad habits are very difficult to give up. Just before Bali Maharaj was going to give Lord Vamanadeva the three pieces of land, a little before that, he was relating to Sukracharya about a person's bad habit. And he said that this person, he, due to his bad karma, his bad ways and everything, he got the birth of a tiger. But because of his lustful desire in the tiger body, he saw the king's wife. And he told her that he wants to enjoy with her. And then, you know, she was agreeable also, and she actually, he was in a cage, the tiger was in, and he opened the cage, and so he was trying to copulate with her, and the king's men killed him. Then he took birth as a donkey, and then he saw another man's wife, and he wanted to do the same thing. Then he took birth as a bull, and a parrot, and all these things, and his lustful desires continued him, and then finally he took birth as a man again, and he said that after realizing all these past habits, he decided to play deaf and dumb, and stay away from this kind of lustful practices. See, just before thing that was amazing. I was struck when things. So like you said that. Bad habits sometimes is very, very difficult. But for us, we know by chanting, we can cleanse the heart and get rid of all of these things.
Good habits are also difficult to give up. If you are accustomed to coming to Mangal Arati every day, then it's hard to give it up. So that's why I'm trying to do good, develop good habits. Then it'll be, hopefully it'll be hard to give them up. Okay, so we'll end there. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.